Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. We'll have complete market details right after this.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
While triple-digit losses dominated meat futures today thanks to an aggressive long liquidation, technical selling, and ongoing worries about midsummer demand, cattle buying interest was very cautious today, especially given the imploding behavior of futures. Some asking prices were around 188 plus in the north and 117 to 118 in the south. According to the midday report, the national hog base was lower compared with that of the prior day settlement, and corn futures are 1 to 2 cents lower today, checked somewhat by new ideas of yield-friendly late summer weather. U.S. stocks were softer today as second quarter earnings turned more mixed for traders who are taking profits following a week of record highs. Currently, the Dow is off 77 points, with the NASDAQ off by 9. Live cattle futures got hit hard today, bashed by triple-digit losses. Traders were clearly anxious to lead the cash feedlot trade lower. The dog days of summer got even doggier, underscored by ugly heat indices forecasted over much of the Central Plains and Midwest. Feeders were plunging even lower today, along with their market counterparts. Needless to say, the lower deferred live targets begin, the more defensive commercial buyers in this market will become, especially given the return of feedlot red ink in the spot market. And grain futures tried to hold on to their overnight about-face today on the heels of yesterday's break. A few bullish chart signals provided a little support, but ultimately failed to make new lows on the sell-off. Outside markets were no help today either. Stocks pulled back in Europe after mixed trade in Asia. Safe havens were weaker too, with the dollar, gold, and treasuries all lower. Corn prices tried to hold on to the gains from the overnight session, while bargain hunting and short covering started to fade. Wheat prices held on to modest gains following a break to new contract lows in Chicago and Minneapolis. And soybeans faded their overnight gains a little while the market tried to recover from a drop to new summer lows. Traders are holding their breath in anticipation of a new weather forecast out today. It's likely August weather will either make or break yields. That's a look at your markets. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network.